Hi, everybody. It's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Avec une bêche à l'épaule, avec à la lèvre un douchant, avec à la lèvre un douchant, avec à l'âme un grand courage, il s'en allait trimer au champ.
Oh, Come on. That was cool, wasn't it? The art of crafting sound. Yeah, I like it. I like it. It made my eardrums bounce around. It was kind of cool. I like that. Yes, it is Monday. Monday. It is a Monday. The ninth day of May. 2022, 1300 hours and 6 minutes on the West Coast in not so sunny California. It's gray today. It's like 50 something degrees. Yeah, the sun came out for a little bit. It looked like blue sky and then poof. It got like, oh, is it going to rain or something? I don't know, but that's okay. I woke up this morning and, I was saying to myself, it's a beautiful day. Maybe I'll go out and run around. And then I'm like, nah, not really. I'm like that guy. There's a guy on Telegram. He's just like, he's in England. He's, oh, it's such a beautiful day, but I don't want to go out because the people are all, they all suck. It's like, I have a better time spent at home sometimes than it is going, oh, you should go out. Dude, I don't want to go out. If I want to go out, I got a backyard. What the hell? Anyway, everything's red today. Don't you fret. That's right. Everything's down. We're talking about cash equity markets are down. Dow is down like about 2% right now, I think. Bitcoin cryptocurrency market is down. Everything is down. Spirits are down, right? You know, there's this whole war looming over. They're having parades in Russia. Before we get into all that, let's say hello to everybody in our chat rooms. We have two chat rooms right now. We're experimenting with the Element app, which is cross-platform, has a lot of expanded functions. You can have end-to-end encryption if you'd like. It's decentralized. You can verify people and have your own personal private chat room in the chat room or make your own chat room separate all by yourself for free. And if you want to encrypt it and make it private, you can do that. You can, in our Revolution Radio experimental chat room, you can send voice messages right there in the chat. You can reply in threads. So if somebody, let's say, posts a picture and then they want to have like 12 pictures that are related to that picture or a video with 12 pictures, you can post that video and then have like a thread where all of the videos and pictures will be in that thread. So you'd actually click on the thread to open that up in the sidebar as opposed to putting like every picture in one at a time in the chat room and then just making it scroll up and clogging it up. I mean, either way is okay. It's just a way to keep things organized. Or if somebody asks a question, you can reply in thread. And to activate that, there's a lot of settings somewhere. It's something that'll say like, do you want to join the beta thing for searches and replying in threads? And you say yes. And you can also download, I downloaded the application that you can run on your PC as well. You can run it on your Mac. You can run it in a web browser. If it doesn't particularly behave, let's say, or work the first time, let's say you try it through your web browser, try it in another web browser. Like if you're trying to get in Brave and it didn't work, try it in I don't want to say Chrome, but try it in Firefox or Chrome or what's that other one? I actually sometimes use the Microsoft one. What's it called? Edge. I always forget. So I actually am using Edge because it's for compatibility. You can make Brave work. But there's so many settings in Brave that a lot of people don't want to get into the technical aspects and start tinkering around with like compatibility settings. But that's why Edge is a good option sometimes. And look, I won't even get into that. So if you'd like to check it out, which is totally optional, and sometimes we put free money in there. just kidding. On the top of the page for Chatsy, you'll see experimental alt chat and the link. Sometimes I post it in there. It's also on our freedomslips.com page at the very top. And a lot of people are in there right now. So we're going to say hello to everybody. All the people that have joined the experimental chat room, we have the people in the experimental room are Ahmad Painter, Lady Horse, 1957, Mitchell Bupp, Monster 383, myself, Pat Rabbit, right? This is the right Reverend Dr. Rowe. I decided to take the helm today. Pat Rabbit,
Rev Radio, Surrey Sunflower, Six Gorillion, Cannon, Cat Dog Girl, Dawn's to You Too, Dennis, Dirt Engineer, Flippy, Jerbear, Grog, Hard, Big D, 1955, JD, For Gems, Malia, Mitzi, Omega Logos, PM Riverat, Rio, Rob Bob 94, Saul Rosenberg, Shermanator, Susie Q 909, Tango Master 25, The Mechanic, The Red Pill, Ergurugum, Valerie Kell, and WD and Irish. These are all the people that have joined the room. I don't know if they're all in there at the moment, but it's like 35 people. And that's a place we're going to put like videos and large files that really can't be posted in other places. You can put YouTubes in both chats, like Chatsy and stuff, which is cool, but you can't put, like, I can drag and drop from Telegram, like a 10-minute video into this chat, and it's right there, and you can preview it. And there's so many settings you can customize. You can make it light, you can make it dark, you can change the font, you can do whatever you want, all this crazy stuff. Check it out if you want to. I know I just get all crazy on technical stuff. I like new tinkering options. It's the tinker in me. It's the tinker, I tell you. I can't help it. It's in my DNA. All right. We got in the Chatsy chat room a bunch of people as well. And let's say hello to all those folks. Festus B, Shermanator, Dirt, Mario, WH Devo, Eagle Flower, myself, Meow, Chipwad, Flea's Beration, Crow, Navy, Rudolph, Mona Rattler, Surrey Sunflower, Monster 383, The Red Pill, Comet, Pac Woman, Wally, Amad, Blessing, Jer Bear, Batsman, May Street 139, Pat Rabbit, In the Kitchen, Malia, Popsicle Toes, Nestlemania. Did y'all have a good weekend? Was it nominal? Everything was good. Did you like that? That was a really cool song in the beginning, wasn't it? I gotta remember that one. Yeah. So before we get into crypto, my goodness, in Russia, you know, just an example of Western press. So Putin, and they had the Great Patriotic War celebration today or last night, our time, basically, we'll say today. You know, it's their version of their victory in World War II, the Great Patriotic War. And okay. And so they, beautiful parade, beautiful cars, the veterans were all there. Putin shook everybody's hands and gave nice speech and all that. Western media, not like anything. And what do they do? The way they cover it, it's like hackers replaced the information on the screen during Putin's speech or whatever it was during the celebration. And then, and that's it. There was no Western coverage on what the hell Putin was actually saying. Not even the inkling of the idea was like, oh, look, they're having their little, their warmongering parade and hackers like hacked into one of the news things and changed stuff around. Oh, here's a beer commercial. You know, I don't know. Do they still have beer commercials? I don't watch TV, but I understand. Okay, so what did Putin say? What was some of the things? I'm not going to play a speech or anything. Maybe in another show, maybe, you know, like on Thursday or something, I might play portions of it. But some of the things that he was saying was like, well, no one is trying to make peace. You know, people are being conditioned to only hate Russia and Russians. I mean, a vitriolic just contempt just because you have Russian DNA. That the Western Empire of Lies is encouraging war, not just the United States, but other NATO countries. The whole Western media is encouraging war. Talked about the clown show that's going on, and speaking of the clown comedian that everybody is propping up, Zelensky, well, you mean Zelensky, who thinks he's the turd at the top of the cherry on top of whatever. He's like, oh, and I guess it's going to his head, asking for billions and getting it, asking for billions of dollars and getting it. And we're all going along. The emperor has, you know, new clothes. We're all going along with the shit show, the ridiculous show of lies. Yeah. Maybe we'll get into more of that later or tomorrow or something. Real quick, we'll take a look at the crypto markets in a moment, as they're awful. Oh, my goodness, before we do that. Oh, just the you know, speaking of the empire of lies and the contempt and just the overlay of evil, the, you know, just aura of bad mojo that seems to be encompassing a lot of people that, you know, many of us are immune to it and can just see it and go, I don't want to have any part of that. But others just embrace it. I don't know. Some realize it. Others don't know. They're just a mass in the flood. They're just a wash in the flood, just going with the tide. You know, just like as the waves go up and down, so do they. They're not making any effort. They're just going with the flow, so to speak. Like, what's her name? Carolyn Riley at MS underscore CREILLY on Twitter. Oh, I guess she deleted the tweet, but they caught it. Today at or five, no, yesterday at five or at 7:33 PM, she tweeted, more of this. May these people never know a moment of peace or safety until they rot in the ground. Now, what was she referring to? She was referring to a New York Times tweet or post, tweet of a post. Basically, let me see what I can read here. The headquarters of the anti-abortion group in Madison, Wisconsin was set on fire Sunday morning in an act of vandalism that included the attempted use of a Molotov cocktail and graffiti that read, if abortions aren't safe, then you are dot, dot, dot. Wonder if there's another continuation. No, but she's basically, you know, these kinds of people, why? See, she's advocating, you know, set these places on fire, use Molotov cocktails, possibly kill them until they're rotting in the, I guess, yeah, rotting in the ground, never a moment of peace or safety, just ruin their lives, harass, stalk, and bring death upon these. Why? Why is Carolyn Riley so adamantly, vitriolically, charged up with this kind of thing? Because she wants people to be able to kill babies? Or is she trying to make the world a better place? Is she fighting for the rights of women everywhere? I mean, what is it that's so important, that's so, you know, that merits this kind of contempt towards your fellow human? Because is she in her head doing the right? You wouldn't want to say that she's doing quote unquote, or she thinks she's doing quote unquote God's work, because most of these people, many of them, don't believe in any sort of God. So what is she doing? Is she doing her evil master's work? Is she upholding justice for some, in some weird sort of way? What is her motivation? What are the motivations of these people? Steve Cox, at Real Steve Cox, C-O-X, says, when he moves his family to a hotel, empty his house and burn his shit from the front of the hotel, in front of the hotel. And this is in reference to a tweet by federal felon Mouse, she, her, back at Kavanaugh's house. Oh, okay, and so there's a video of a bunch of people out in front of Kavanaugh's house from yesterday, last night. I guess they're harassing. Hashtag bans off our bodies. These are the same people that want to authoritatively tell you what to do with your body, whether it's put on a mask or put a vaccine in or whatever it is. But they're so hypocritical. But at the same time, you got to wonder why they are so, again, adamant. This is like the most important thing in the world, you would think. It's the most important thing in the world. There's, oh, my God, we've got to kill people because we're fighting for, what is it again? And why is it so important? You really, really, really want to kill babies. I want to have the right to. No, I want to have the right to be in my body.
I mean, I'm not saying you should, you shouldn't be able to.
I'm just wondering why you're so adamant about it.
I mean, to be honest with you, to be perfectly honest, because I guess we have free speech and I can say things that make people angry, because that's what free speech is all about, right? When people say things you don't like. I think you should be able to kill your own baby. How about that? You know why? Because if you're the type of person that wants to kill your own baby, you don't deserve to have one. You don't, we don't want to have you having something like you and multiplying. My God, you know, because I also believe in God. And I also believe that if a truly innocent baby, you know, you got to think bigger here, is, let's say, murdered by its mother or whoever, you do believe that the spirit and the soul goes on and it's immortal. It's a shame that that little baby didn't get a chance to live a life, right? That the way the creator intended. But the spirit of that child that would have been will go somewhere else and probably enter into another child somewhere, another baby at some point, maybe hopefully into a better family, into a better life than would have been in this one. You don't want to force a serial killer to keep its child. You don't want to force a psychopath to keep its child. We would, yes, we would rather have them self-terminate. But, you know, if they're going to stop themselves from reproducing, that is also acceptable. So I actually support abortion. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes, I actually do. Because, look. I mean, look what's happened also in parts of Ukraine, where you've had generations of people that have certain ideologies teaching their children that ideology, and then their children's children, or what's happened here in America, let's say in parts of Los Angeles, where you have gangs that have multi-generation now. Grandpa was an OG. Dad was a gangster. For the Crips, I'm a gangster for the Bloods, and I'm an OG now, and my son, he's in the Blood too. So that's like 3, 4, 5 generations you're working on. I'm not talking about me personally, but I know of people that's the situation. My clan is a little, never mind. But also, you have the clans. And I'm talking about family clans, talking about, you know, groups that are generational, and they pass on their beliefs. Could be even folks like the Amish. It's just natural way of humans. And so you think about it logically. Do you really want horrible people that want to kill babies making more of those people? Because that's what they're going to do. If they keep their babies, they're going to teach their – I know this one person who's a porn star. Well, she's not really a porn star. She thinks she's a porn star, and technically she is. I mean, she does porno. It's not very good, and she's like not like, you know, wow, oh, my God, she's a porn star. You would look at her, and you wouldn't guess she was a porn star. But she – is teaching her child, who she loves, she's bringing her child up the best that she can, which in a way I respect her for that, because she didn't want to abort her baby. She wants to bring it, but I see what kind of values she's instilling in her child, and it's, if it was my child, and no way. But I am not a person to tell you how to raise your child at all. I am not a person to tell you whether you should or shouldn't get an abortion. I actually support pro-choice. I also, you know, support that the mother and father should raise their child the way they see fit. But that's a two-edged sword. I don't believe that Child Protective Services under any circumstances, unless, yeah, it's obvious that you're doing some, you know, really bad stuff or something. But normally, you know, I mean, hey, we instinctually, hopefully, know. It's now that people are trying to tell us all how to be human that we start tweaking around and we're getting – and I'm just all the way off crypto because you don't even want to know.
What do you think? Does that make sense, ladies and gentlemen and non-binaries? Do you understand why I support abortion? Because we don't want these people reproducing. Oh, my goodness. And there's too many people anyway, right? Oh, yeah. What else is going on? Do we really want to look at crypto? Do we? Oh, my God. I guess so. It is Crypto Corner. Bitcoin, 31,600. It's actually up 3% from in the last hour. It's moving around the volatility, but it's down in the last 24 hours. It's down about 8%. In the last hour, it's up about 3%. So we have some volatility moving, which okay. Ethereum, $2,300 right now, $2,328. XRP is a gnat's brow, over 50 cents. Solana is $68.24. Cardano is 64 cents. Even the damn stable coins are like under a dollar. Terra USD, Binance USD are 94 and 99 cents. They're supposed to be pegged to $1.
Doggy coin, 11 cents.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Is it even worth looking? Anything else? Oh, excuse me. Everything's on sale. Crypto's on sale. Too Far Gone says, bro, I'm sober, crypto, losing my shirt. Don't sell. Do not sell. HODL. Hold, 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 hold. Do not sell. Don't do it. Do not sell. It's also, if you're not all in with your cash, this might even be a time where to pick up a little bit of something. There's a lot of projects that they're working on. And right now, it's, you know, market sentiment is at extreme fear. Everything is down across the board. And we've seen this kind of move before. There's a few people that think that there's going to be some catalyst that could jumpstart Bitcoin this week. Let's take a look at some of the, let's see, El Salvador announces a new purchase of 500 Bitcoin. So El Salvador is taking advantage of the Bitcoin sale right now. What do they know? They're buying up. El Salvador says, okay, we're going to buy 500 more Bitcoins. That's just in. Let's see. These are the next countries that could adopt Bitcoin. Let's take a look here. The Central African Republic just made Bitcoin legal tender the other day. Out of nowhere, they said that it was just unexpected. Just came out of nowhere. They're like, okay, boom, Bitcoin. Looks like Panama is also going to come online. And also, we're looking to see maybe Mexico. There's a Mexican senator and a few people in Mexico on the political side that are trying to get Bitcoin adopted in Mexico. In Mexico, Mo and Blockstream were the chief architects behind El Salvador's Bitcoin bonds, which the Central American nation plans to use to fund a new Bitcoin city. Nothing is going to be smooth. Right? There's always going to be bumps, hurdles. But that doesn't mean we just give up. That doesn't mean we just go, oh, well, you know, we gave it a good try. But, you know, no, we don't take our toys and go home immediately. We start probing. We start looking for weaknesses in the hurdle or the wall. We start testing the boundaries. We start going, okay, let's look outside the box. Let's see. Can we go over it, around it, under it? Can we drill through it? Can we move it out of the way? I mean, what can we do to get past this obstacle? Do we turn into mist and seep through the cracks and reformulate ourselves on the other side? Blah, blah. And, you know, look, open source decentralization. Just remember that. That's a very simple thing. If somebody comes out with a new piece of technology, by the way, the new chat room that we're testing out is exactly that. it is open source, which means there's no little hidden bugs in it, and it is decentralized. So that means that it doesn't have a single point of failure. And the open source means that if you really, really want to, you can, or somebody that knows code, can look at it and evaluate it and play around with it and build upon it and adapt it and copy it and make your own personal customized things. And that's the key. That's why there's so many cryptos. Because the basics of blockchain technology is an open source. It's like Plato. It's like here's a bunch of – an erector set, say so to speak. It's like here is a bunch of stuff and a bunch of tools. What is that saying? See if I can find it. There it is. Yes. So it's like a bag of tools, and it's up to you, us, to learn about what is capable, what is possible with these tools. If somebody throws somebody an erector set, at first all it is a bunch of screws with some, you know, little girders and things and winches and engine. But if somebody knows what to do with them, how to put them together, they can make whatever they want with it. Isn't it strange that princes and kings and clowns that caper in sawdust rings and common people like you and me are builders for eternity? Each is given a bag of tools, a shapeless mass, a book of rules, and each must make, ere life is flown, a stumbling block or a stepping stone. R.L. Sharp. That's called A Bag of Tools. I have a plaque with that written on it. So, okay, let's see. What else? Royal Museum of Fine Arts, Antwerp, tokenizes million euro classic masterpiece. Okay. Starbucks says he's very worried about plan for NFTs. Starbucks employee tells top exec he's very worried about plan for NFTs. Yeah, NFTs, why is he worried? I don't know. I don't really care. I'm not planning on buying a Starbucks NFT, but I'm so curious that I have to click on it. He's saying he's expressing concern over the environmental impact. I don't think I would buy a Starbucks NFT at all. I don't like Starbucks. They're one of those commercial kind of places that, and they have weird logos. And Nope. It's too trendy for me. It's too mainstream now. I'm out. Some of those, Yuga Labs NFTs, blah, blah, blah. Coinbase stock falling. Well, yeah. Everything's extreme fear right now. Everything is in extreme fear. So it's always good to have options. It really is. You know, I see in the chat room there, gold and silver will never be worthless and all crypto could go to zero. Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. And then there are people, the internet goes out. Well, yeah, that's also true. And so, you know, you could have that, but hopefully you can carry your gold. If it came to the point where you actually needed to be mobile, like, let's say, a war zone, hopefully, like those people in Ukraine that bought a car with crypto and got out, you might need to have different options. Or you could bury your gold. But remember, if you got any significant amount of it, if you got millions of dollars or something of it, you know, that's a physical object, and there are pros and cons to having the physical object. And I'm not saying you shouldn't, but you need to be prepared for contingencies. And I know that every once in a while we have a giant attack on the planet by aliens, or the entire world loses its power, and, you know, we all have to adapt to, you know, life without technology. Yes. So, yes, that happens once in a while, and I know that it's going to happen at any moment now. I know I'm being facetious. And I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but also you have to keep in mind of the ingenuity of mankind. You know, even we don't know the future. We don't know that even if some let's say an EMP from the sun came and made all electricity go out all over the world and the internet was down. Okay, oh, now where's your crypto now? Well, you know, yeah, that's true. We can't access that. We can't even play a video game, huh? Can't even refrigerate your milk. I think we got some bigger issues to worry about. If we get to that point, I don't think crypto is going to be the big thing that everybody's worried about. I think they're going to be worried about survival. And when you go into survival mode, all the rules change, and you have, and chaos reigns, and you have to just kind of roll with it that way. But again, let's say some people figure out how to use radios again. After the dust settles, yes, you can send you can send voice messages. You can send crypto over the telephone. It's been done. You can send it over radio. You can send it over telephone. Satellite phones, satellites, you can use improvised if you really, really wanted to. They've thought about contingency. What about when the nuclear attack? That is the oldest argument. And I hope that we're never going to get to that point. I hope that we'll never get to the point where it's going to be like, you got to hoard your gold. You got to transfer your crypto. We're trying to figure out how to get power so you can do an offline transaction. I saw somebody, they were mining. I kid you not. They were mining with a pencil and a paper. Now, the hash rate of mining with a pencil and a paper is extremely low. In fact, it's just, yeah. But they did it just to show that it can be done as a novelty. They're like, oh, yeah, well, here we go. And and then they did it on, like, a separate chain so that they could show, like, okay, this is the Genesis block, and this is how you did, you know. Anyway, yeah, so right now the whole market is not very exciting. Let's look to see what – well, let's see. What's coming up? DATX has gained 32% in the last hour. Shiba Inu has gained 19%. Acute Angle has gained 31%. Metaverse, 15%. Now, these are all – oh, Thor, 12% in the last hour. Something called Ampleforth. It's gained 15% in the last hour, 18% in the last 24 hours. I don't know – let's see. Ampleforth. I'm just curious on what it is. Ampleforth's governance token. And I understand, you know, if you're set in your ways, I respect that. If you go what's tried and true. And what I like that's different about, let's say, the crypto market versus the traditional cash equity markets is the crypto market is not saturated. And is not, there's a lot of wide open space. There's a lot of unknown. And a lot of people don't like that, obviously. A lot of people, hey, no, and I've heard, oh, I don't get anything, I don't know. That's fine. I've heard that from a lot of people. But I personally have a different view. I like the surprises. There's a lot of people like me, and we like the discovery of new technologies and the new ways of doing things and pushing things to the limit and blending things where we never thought it'd be possible before. And I guess because I come from a little bit of a younger generation, and I will admit I'm biased because I found little ways to make fucking lots of money. I'm sorry. I just didn't. Okay. I'm sorry. I found a way to turn to really, really. I mean, you talk about an adrenaline rush. Okay. Now you could say, well, you got lucky or whatever. Well, the point, whether it's luck, skill, being in the right place at the right time, coincidence, it's possible. It's possible. I know people that have been saved, that have made life-changing wealth by just dabbling into new technologies in crypto. So that's why I get super excited. That's why there's nothing you can say. That's why, because I know what is possible. I know. I sound like a guy that, let's say, won the lottery. Hey, man, you can do it. Anybody can do it. You can, anybody can go out there and, you know, all you got to do is buy a lottery ticket. Well, crypto is not quite as chancy as the lottery. The lottery is like, okay, come on. I knew a guy that actually, his plan, his backup plan in life was to play the lottery. Like, what are you going to do? Well, that's not a good backup plan. Buying lottery tickets is not a good backup plan. It's like, actually, quick story. Before they changed the algorithms, a guy legally did this. I forget how many he had to do, but he looked at the odds and stuff, and this guy pooled like tens of thousands of dollars and bought enough tickets so that there was enough winnings in the tickets over a long period of time and keeping it. And he would make more. Let's say you buy $10,000 worth of lottery tickets. And then out of all those tickets, you win like $14,000. And you're like, okay, you got like a $4,000. And then you take that whole $14,000 and you put it back in and buy $14,000 worth of lottery tickets. And then let's say you win $22,000. Oh, well, something's working here. So you take the $22,000, you shove it back into the lottery ticket. And now that $22,000 investment yields $46,000. You see where I'm going with this? Well, a guy actually did it. And they finally figured it out after he had made, I don't know, millions. He made a ridiculous amount of money. And they're like, hey, we got to change the algorithm because technically what he did was not breaking the rules. He legally bought all the tickets and legally won and cashed them in. And so that was that. And they're like, oh, shoot. Oh, and all right. Prepare. Okay. I love you, Crow. You get me rolling. You get my brain moving sometime. Prepare today and do like Scarlett and worry tomorrow. No, I agree with you there. Absolutely. Prepare today. Multiple angles. That's all I'm saying. I'm not against stocks. I'm not against gold. I love gold. Gold is great. Gold is shiny. See, my problem with gold is if I had gold, I wouldn't want to give it away. I wouldn't want to trade it away for anything. I like gold. Yes. Silver I could probably part with a little bit. So I think that, yes, have preparation. But you know what's really nice? Like when I went to Europe a few years ago, I didn't take hardly any money. I only took, you know, my tablet and, you know, I put some crypto in an account where like a wallet that I had access to that I could move into a card that I could use, like a BitPay card that I could just charge, would put crypto on it. And then if I need 40 bucks, 50 bucks or euros in crypto, I just do them. So I did that. And, you know, technically you can move an infinite amount of money with you or have access to, I should say, and whatever money you've got, you know, that way via crypto. So when I got to other countries, I still could just go and boom, you know, because as long as you have access to the internet, and even if I didn't have access to the internet, I had it on a local wallet on my phone, which would do like a local offline transaction. And so that kind of thing. Or you could do a direct peer-to-peer transaction without having to use the internet by like just doing a scan QR code kind of thing and near field NF, is it NFT also? Near field transmission. Yeah, there's two NFTs. There's like NFTs, non-fungible token, and NFT near field transmission, where you get two phones or devices and you get them close to each other. And if NFT is turned on, then you can transfer data, ad hoc, kind of like right there, without any intermediate network. And that's kind of where things will go next. If the internet goes down, and this has been done, I've participated in these experiments for penetration testing and secure alternatives and redundancies, just in case. What happens if the internet goes down? And I'm talking about not just for crypto, but for in general. Let's say you and I and a bunch of people have a network that we use and the internet stops. Well, there's possibility we can switch to something else. You can also do in a local area, you can do an ad hoc. And with current technologies, you could bridge it, I guess you could bridge it to a satellite phone. You could also bridge it to a landline or do other things. But you can have a decentralized ad hoc, which is just basically a peer-to-peer network. My computer talks to another computer locally, which talks to another computer. You could do it wirelessly. So if you needed to do it in a neighborhood, you know, a bunch of people could put antennas up theoretically, and you could have some that act as repeaters as well. You could do you could actually use a line of sight with the high frequencies, and there they have in the packet radio stuff like that. They have the ham radios. They have these little radios that can send over the air data. So there's lots of different little pieces, modular pieces that can be put together to, you know, have an alternative in case something happens. Let's say, you know, I got a nuclear war. I really hope we don't have some sort of crazy war. I really hope not. But let's say something happened. You know, it might take a week, two, maybe, who knows, maybe longer, maybe shorter, to get something like that set up. And then how are you going to let people know about it? Those are the wild cards. Another wild card is how many people in your area would be savvy enough, would have enough know-how to participate in setting something up. I know that one of my next-door neighbors is useless. And as a whole, unless you want your house like, you know, if you want your lawn mowed and the leaves blown out of your yard, they're great. But, you know, other than that, no. They're not going to be setting up any networks anytime soon. So I don't know about the rest of my neighbors. So there's a question there. I hope we don't go into that mode. But my goodness gracious. What about the food supplies? What about the oil prices? You know, these people that are up there in the government, man, all they got to do is nothing. If they would just stop, just do nothing at all. Go home, go on vacation, whatever it is. Keep whatever money you stole and just leave. Leave the office and never come back. Stop doing your little legislation, politics, policy, whatever you want to call it. Stop it. Stop it. All the senators, all the congressmen, all the people in these companies, all of the government people, just go home. Just go sit on your yacht and get drunk or whatever it is you want to do. Just stop influencing everything. If they did that, if they would just stop, things would be better. Things would be better. And whatever started falling apart, like, oh, well, we got to manage this. Well, we would take care of it. The public, the people, the local people, whatever issues would pop up would be dealt with by the populace. I think it's better to do that. We need to go in a decentralized government. How about that? Can we do that? Can we make a decentralized model for government? Huh? Is that possible? I'm just asking the question. That is a radical way of doing it, right? So no. We don't have a president. We have everybody is a congressperson. Everybody is a senator. Everyone. And well, everybody that can be like verified as a citizen. I don't know. That's going to be complicated, whatever. But let's say we could do that. Got a social security number, whatever. And you got a way to vote. We can verify your blockchain. Make it cryptographically secure.
We can make it trustless. We have smart contracts. I think we have the technology. We can plug it in and tell it what to do. We can all do this by consensus, verify it and test it offline on a test net, and then say, okay, what if we had governance like this, where things are presented to everybody, everyone, and we all – now, that is a democracy now, isn't it? And that's dangerous. So we might have to think this through. We could do that. But in a true, do we really want a true democracy? Or can we have a combination? Can we set up a confederate structure of representative government that's decentralized using newer technology? I think it can be done. I think it should be tested. I think maybe we should put simulations out. I think we should use virtual simulations and create virtual models and have people participate and maybe even reward them with tokens and, well, gold, okay? Give them gold. Send them little gold packets for testing this technology. And maybe we could come up with some sort of a solution to what we've got. Something that's similar, but also something that can that you can't cheat on. So you're not gonna bribe. Things are gonna be, I don't know. I'm putting it out there. There's got to be a way. We're not at the pinnacle of the way we do things. We're not at the pinnacle of governance, of economy, of technology. I mean, we're still fighting damn wars over stupid stuff. There's still people lying. People in high places are lying to us and trying to kill us. We can think of a better way. There's more of us. And if we just do it, just start putting it together. Okay, we're testing it. Here we go. Boom, 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 boom. And then people will check it out and go, hey, wait a minute. This is kind of cool. Kind of like the new chat room. No, you know what I mean? It's just tinker with the technology. We might discover something in technology that we didn't even think of. We might like, whoa, here's a cure for cancer. We weren't even looking for that. Wait a minute. Does this reverse time? You know, I mean, who knows what you can find. When you get your metal detector out, you just go there over some ground. And it's all just dirt. It looks like dirt. What is anybody going to do with this dirt? Well, you got a metal detector. Technology. Beep. What's that? Oh, it's a gold nugget I found in the dirt. You never know where you're going to find a gold nugget. Could be anywhere. I'm just saying. I like options. And I drank a bunch of Red Bull, so I'm a rambling. That's okay. I didn't get a chance to play the Catalyst recording. Oh, well. Or even Gonzalo Lira saying get ready for an economic collapse. You can find that on the YouTubers. So yeah, I guess that's about all I've got to say. Deacon John is coming up next. Maybe the hijacker will join him. So I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your Monday, and I'll sort of see you tomorrow. I'm out of here. Ciao, ciao.
Revolution Radio.
We will not comply with the institution's sick illusion. No, it won't be televised. Welcome to the
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and...